Okay, thank you very much, and I thank you very much for your invitation, and the people who are listening to us, I thank you. Thank you too, Mr. Alex Dukan. Your discourse and your book is very interesting. You hear me? Good. Can you hear me? Yeah, Mr. Dukan, because it's what I call it, because it gave me a new kind of approach, of intellectual approach, and a lot of things that you have said I agree, and some of them I have to contradict. A lot of things that you have said about the Western chauvinistic cultural attitude in Africa during the colonialism is correct. What they have done is they have uprooted the moral tradition of the people psychologically. And because in a lot of African countries, the revival or the renaissance of the traditional culture, it needs a lot of education. It needs a lot of enlightenment that they should have to start it from the scratch to build up their own tradition. The first book I wrote about the destruction of national identity and the fall of the national state was about the Somalia, that the first one I've given an example. That time about the Somalia is, why is Somalia became a distracted state? Why all these kind of 30 years? Two things, and you have mentioned the threat, the technology that exists. You have mentioned the capitalist, I call it colonial tradition, colonial ideology. Two, after that, Somalia has tried to take socialism, what they call it, scientific socialism. And before that, Somalia is traditionally an Islamic country. Somalia has not worked out after its independence its own tradition, combining with the new systems that came in Somalia, or the Somali tradition, or Somali way of life. It means they have ignored their own tradition, and a few elite classes try to adapt the colonial idea. Then it didn't work within the society. And there was a big contradiction between the colonial ideology and the
colonial
ideology.
Yeah?
دكتور كان هاي
can you hear me?
Yes, sorry, please go ahead.
The contradiction between the colonial ideology and the traditional life. After that, it didn't work. Then came the military coup d'etat, and they have adapted the scientific socialism. This within itself made a big contradiction with the Somali traditional society. It didn't work. Now, what did the Somali people did? In order, because of this ideological confusion, they have tried it into a clan segment, which till now made a functioning state in Somalia possible. And this tradition, because in my book I say the basic of the fundamental life of people is the culture, is the traditional culture. So that's these cultures that have been distracted and destroyed is the the result of the failed states in Africa. And the adoption of the false ideology that the people cannot adapt it and couldn't take it. This is one thing. The other thing is that I'm trying to state is about the Ethiopia. Well, it's okay. Ethiopia is not colonized by foreign or let's say by the European colonial powers. But within colony, because in Russia you have got the Coptic Church. In Ethiopia, the same thing is a Coptic Church. The Coptic Church in Ethiopia has developed a new form of kind of ideology. It came from what they call Fatah Negesti. This is, you know, it's a religious ideological script. These have developed a kind of ideology that, till now, within in Ethiopia, all this contradiction, and you see it in Ethiopia, is a mess. It's a mess that they couldn't work it out with this old tradition or this ideology that it developed itself, that trying to assimilate other nationalities within Ethiopia to force them in this kind of Ethiopianity and in this ideology. And that's why now in Ethiopia we have got a mess. And that's what Ethiopia will not be an example for an African tradition. It might be because the tradition in Ethiopia itself, the Abyssinian and other people that have got their own tradition, is very fantastic. The Oromo, they have got their own, what they call it, Gedda system. It's their own constitutional state. We Somalis, we have got the hair. And this hair we have got, we didn't work it out. We didn't work it out only because I'm from the northwest of Somali region, in the Somali region of Ethiopia. This in the nomadic area, this traditional of hair works. It means this hair when they made the hair, and this kind of constitution was. It was. Totally kind of a freedom, because Somali people never thought that there would be a colonial power from outside or even from the inside, because it was a tradition without any state power. And because you know, an state is an oppressive machine. Any state is an oppressive machine. And so that the hair is an anti-state. It was not an state. They have got their own, they call it Ugas, or they call it whatever they call it. This Ugas doesn't have any power. It's only a spiritual leader. Only they have got within it is in this head the from every tribe they have selected their own people who are automatically without any force or without any kind of outside force it's functioning. And if the Somali people have ever tried to revive this head and combined with a modern form of state, then it would have worked this kind of a way. But now the Somalis itself is in an illusion. And we Africans, we are trying to imitate ideologies that are outside of our tradition. So what we need is, it's not a kind of a new ideology. And a state will stay. And even if there is a state, there will be a power. And if there is a power, there will be a state apparatus. And that's in every way. With this, we cannot deny. And any ideology, I don't know what kind of ideology, traditional ideology, will it be possible? I don't know. Capitalism doesn't work within African society, or the Western kind of ideology cannot work within within African society, especially in the Somali society. That I'm talking about Somali society as a Somalian. Socialism that came from that time from the Soviet Union or from anywhere doesn't work within the society, Somali society. The Somali society, as I said, is a social entity, in natural, in traditional. But what it needs is the revival of their own tradition, especially the hair, and to combine with this kind of with this modern society, with the modern state building or a modern state state nation. In the other book, I was talking about the power and about the ideologies of the different kind of ideologies. Ideology is a kind of an institution. In every institution, there will be an ideology, no matter what kind of ideology it will be. But if it will be an illusion to say that we can invite or we can build a new kind of ideology within African society. It's a kind of illusion. Well, every African society, when you talk Africa is not an homogene. Africa is a variety of societies, different languages, different cultures, different norm of life. Africa is not a nation. Every nation has got its own character. So, I'm only just can talk on the context of as a Somali tradition within Ethiopia, that in Ethiopia the existing system and the ideology is now in a mess because it doesn't work. In Somalia, we have seen an old kind of systems that came never worked. So what the Somali intellectuals need and African intellectuals need is how we combine the way you say it, Alex Dukan, our tradition, life with the modernity, because we cannot be divorced what came from Europe, either it be Western Europe or what came from that time Soviet Union or Russian. That's what you call the multipolar. And this multipolar is all kind of a culture that have been absorbed, that we have been there. And its reality is that how we can combine all these cultures together and form a new kind of a system and a political system that works in every tradition, in every in every nation, according to their own tradition and traditional life. Okay, thank you.